620-475-3725.
And welcome back to White Auditorium, site of the 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament Basketball. Ron Thomas and Scott Hayes here with coverage this afternoon. Chris Hayes on the camera for our video work this afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in. And again, a big thanks to all of our sponsors making our 20-game, yes, coverage all week long possible here on Country 101.7. 18-13, Olpe with the lead as we start the third quarter. Waverly with the basketball. And the Bulldogs will set it up four courts. There's Josie Romig. Left wing to Lockwood. Long skip pass on the right side, and there's a tie-up jump ball. And the alternate possession goes to the Olpe Eagles as a Chloe Meehan had that long pass to Lockwood, almost picked off with the jump ball, and Olpe brings it up and will set up the offense. Katie Roberts on the left wing to McKenna Broyles. Waverly man-to-man defensively. Right wing to Ava Clark. And there's a pass that's wayward and out of bounds and turned right back over to Waverly.
Well, we've played 34 seconds. We've traded turnovers.
Here we go. Waverly with a basketball, trailing 18-13. Josie Romig gets it to Chloe Meehan. Left wing three by Addison Miller is no good. There's a push, and that will be a three-shot foul, as the Lady Eagles' personal foul will be called on number 23. That is Ava Clark. That is her third, team's first. And we'll be shooting three free throws for Waverly. First one is on the way. It's up and no good. See the number. The hair is over the back of the jersey there. And Scott,
21.
Is it 21?
Addison Miller.
Is it Addison Miller?
I believe that's correct.
Second free throw is up. This one is good. That's her first point, 18-14. As Gracie Sheevy checks into the Olpe lineup, replacing Ava Clark.
The two teams were a combined 7 of 18 from the foul line in the first half.
Not stellar. Third free throw is no good by Miller. Rebound, though, by the Bulldogs. Pulling it down is Bonnie Romig. She's cut off on the baseline, gets the feed back out to Lockwood, who hands it in the left corner. She'll take the shot now. Can't get it to go off the side of the iron. Rebounded by McKenna Broyles for Olpe. Gets it off to Robert, and Katie Robert quickly for court. Setting up the offense. Out front to Broyles. Out near the half-court line. Pass is picked up by Gracie Sheevy, and then a push way out away from the basket. And that's going to be called on Serenity Lockwood. That is her second personal foul. Team's first on Waverly here in the second half. Olpe will inbound it. Robert will take it and set up the offense. Looking for some help. She'll drive on the right side right in front of Coach Slay and the Olpe bench. Now all the way on the baseline, but she steps on that baseline, turns it over. She got the corner turned, but she ran out of room.
You know, both of these teams, they really have the right idea. Like, they really know what they want to do. They're just, the execution of it isn't quite there yet. But the understanding of the concepts are there.
Just need to fully execute.
Yeah,
the
fine-tuning of it.
There's a long three. No good by Addison Miller. Had a good look. That was in and out. No good. And Katie Roberts has the basketball for Olpe. The Eagles leading 18-14.
Three quarters of the way down?
Yeah, that was close, wasn't it? Gracie Sheevy has it out to Roberts. On the left wing to Broyles. Gets it left side further deep in the corner to Addie Sheevy. And there's a pass that is thrown away. She tried to skip pass it, but again, the execution not quite there.
I think she was expecting her teammate to cut down to the basket, and there was nobody there when the ball got there.
Serenity Lockwood will sit down for Waverly, replaced by Morgan Vogts. 18-14, Romig. Fadeaway 10-footer is no good. Had a good look at it. Olpe with the rebound, and there's Katie Robert quickly setting up the offense, and there's a pass inside. Layup is good. McKenna Broyles gets the feed from Addie Sheevy, and Broyles finishes, and it's a 20-14 Opie lead. Broyles now with 7 points. Leading scorer for Opie. The Bulldogs need a basket here to keep it close. Morgan Votes. Left side to Miller. Inside high in the row post. Left high post to Miller. Can't get it to go, but a foul inside is on Opie.
That's going to be on Katie Robert, and that'll be her fourth.
That is her fourth. Team foul two on Opie. And Katie Robert will take a seat and be replaced by Jenna Smith. Jenna, 5'8 sophomore. Waverly will inbound the basketball, get it to Bonnie Romig. Way out front, three is no good by Chloe Meehan, but Romig's there for the rebound. She has it. She's triple teamed, and then she walks. She was trying to avoid all those Opie Lady Eagle arms, and she had to step backwards and took one too many steps. 20-14, Opie on top. 4:53 left, quarter number three. Gracie Sheevy, the 5'2 sophomore, almost gets the pass intercepted. Good defense by Chloe Meehan. Chloe Meehan for Waverly, but Opie will still remain in possession of the basketball with 4:47 left, quarter number three. Way out on the right wing, it's Jenna Smith. Top of the key, floats it to Gracie Sheevy. Gracie, high on the left post to Broyles. Then gets it inside to Grace Coughlin and lays it up and in. Grace Coughlin with 4 points, and it's a 22-14, 8-point Opie lead. Nice move inside by Grace Coughlin to stick it in. 4:12 left in the third quarter. Right side, Chloe Meehan hands it off to Bonnie Romig. Right wing three is no good by Josie Romig, and Opie has the rebound, and the Lady Eagles now with that 8-point lead own the basketball as well.
Opie's kind of letting Waverly shoot themselves out of it right now. They're happy to take those 3-point shots, and Opie's letting them.
And that strategy is paying off.
Yeah, Waverly 0 of 3 behind the arc here in this third quarter.
That's the payoff. Addie Sheevy with it. Left wing to Gracie Sheevy. 22-14 Opie, and there's a push out front. And it was an offensive push by Gracie Sheevy. Use that arm, and that is her second and team's third here in the second half. Emery Miller checking into the Opie lineup, excuse me, the Waverly lineup, replacing Bonnie Romig. 3:30 left in the third quarter. Lyon County League Tournament basketball. Waverly Opie girls action. And there's that three again. No good by Morgan Votes. And we have a Waverly foul inside, pushing before that rebound. And that's going to be called on, they say, Addison Miller. That is her second, team second. Bonnie Robing checks back into the Waverly lineup, replacing Addison Miller. 22-14. And again, Waverly just can't get the three to go.
Well, Opie's turned the ball over 4 times in this third quarter. Waverly has not been able to take advantage of it, and that's because they're 0 of 6 from the floor and 0 of 4 behind the 3-point line.
Jenna Smith works her way in the key and puts up a 5-footer and banks it home. That is a nice job by Jenna Smith now with 6 points, 24-14. The Opie lead 10, and there's a Waverly bucket. Inside, Josie Romig gets her first two of the game, 24-16. Quickly, down court, shot is no good by McKenna Broyles, rebounded by Waverly. Broyles had a good look at it inside, 24-16. Waverly trails by 8, but they finally picked up a hoop after a long drought. There's a 3 that is no good, and rebounded by Opie in a reach-in foul. Frustration there by Emery Miller. That is her second, team's third, as Miller couldn't get the three-pointer from the right side to go. So now Opie will inbound to full-court pressure, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Miller, but Opie will remain in possession. But Waverly putting on some full-court pressure now. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Ava Clark, gets it forecourt now to Addie Sheevy. Top of the key to Broyles. Going left wing to Smith. Smith driving baseline, cut off, fade away from five. Oh, just rolls out. Had a nice touch on it, but the Bulldogs come away with a rebound and quickly bring it four court. And there is a pass that is too hard and too high intended for Morgan Vogts. As that had a lot of steam on it, Chloe Meehan brought that ball four court and had a lot of momentum going her way. Full court pressure now by Waverly as Olpe tries to bring it into the forecourt. Gracie Sheevy double teamed and almost gets the pass picked off. It's knocked out of bounds right in front of the Olpe bench, but the Eagles will still remain in possession of the basketball with 1:58 left to go here, quarter number three. It's like we have some wetness on the floor there, Scott.
Yeah, a little moisture. They're going to towel it off here. 24-16 Olpe, and somehow they've expanded their lead here. Led by five at the half, and they're up by eight right now. I think Coach Slaymaker, if he can maintain this lead, get to the quarter break, is going to explain to his girls, somehow you didn't play very good in that quarter and still expanded your lead.
I'll tell you what, a great inbound feed goes to Jenna Smith, who lays it up and in. That was a nice play by Olpe out of the inbounds, and then a foul on the other end as Waverly takes it to the hole. But an Olpe personal foul will be called on Jenna Smith, who just made that great bucket on a wonderful inbound feed. That's her third, team's fourth. 26-16 Olpe, as Waverly is shooting some free throws, and this one rolls in. It's Josie roaming at the line as Josie has 4 points now. 26-17, Olpe's lead is nine as Addison Miller checks back into the Bulldogs lineup. Josie roaming second free throw. This one is short, and the Eagles with the rebound. McKenna Broyles has it. We'll hand it off to Ava Clark, and here comes Olpe. Nice feed inside. Shot is no good, but a foul is going to be called on Bonnie Romig. That is her third, team's fourth. But again, a nice entry pass goes to Jenna Smith, who took it right to the hole. Bonnie Romig was forced to foul. So here it is, Jenna Smith time at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. 26-17 Olpe, 1:36 left, quarter number three. Second free throw by Smith is off the back of the iron. No good, and there's Bonnie Romig with a rebound, and she'll bring it forecourt herself. She'll be cut off top of the key.
Lucky she wasn't called for an offensive foul there, clearing out.
Just about got one. Left baseline drive. There's a blocking foul called on Olpe. That's going to go against Jenna Smith, and if that is Jenna, that's her fourth, team's fifth. And Waverly will inbound on the baseline, trailing 26-17. Inbound feed. Immediate shot is no good by Morgan Vogts. Rebound down to Olpe. And here come the Lady Eagles as Gracie Sheevy gets it knocked out of her hands, but Olpe will still remain with the basketball with 1:11 left in the third quarter. Gracie Sheevy, 5'2", a sophomore. And there's a bounce pass that is almost stolen away. Good defense by Josie Romig, who is a freshman. And here we go with the Lady Eagles in possession now. Under a minute left in quarter number three. Left wing feed to Gracie Sheevy. She eyed that three-pointer for a moment. And there's an entry pass that had bullet-like velocity and drew no flesh. It was too tough for anyone to handle inside, so that's a turnover. To Waverly with 46 seconds left here in the third quarter as Addie Sheevy had some velocity on that feed.
Again, you wonder if she was expecting a teammate to go to a certain spot there. That didn't happen.
There's a drive by Chloe Meehan. She can't draw iron, though. It's rebounded by Olpe. Now it's loose on the floor and a travel called, as Waverly just about had the turnover but turned it over right back as Serenity Lockwood will be back in the Bulldogs lineup. But Olpe still has the ball. 29 seconds left in quarter number three. Gracie Sheevy with Lockwood on her. Intense man-to-man defense. She gets the ball off to Addie Sheevy. Sheevy looking for some help as she's got Bulldogs all over her now. Now it's loose on the floor, and we're going to have a reach-in foul on Waverly. Kind of bailed Opie out there.
Mm-hmm.
Personal foul is called on number 10, Josie Romig. That is her second, team's fifth. 26-17, Opie with the lead in the basketball. 9 seconds left here in quarter number three. Gracie Sheevy has it. Left-hand dribble out in the left wing to Broyles. Gets it back to Gracie Sheevy. And Opie cannot get a shot off before the quarter ends. After three, the score, the Opie Lady Eagles 26, the Waverly Lady Bulldogs 17. Back with quarter number four. After this timeout, you're listening to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
And welcome back to White Auditorium and the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. This is day number two, first round action, girls side of the bracket. The number four seed Opie Lady Eagles lead the five seed Waverly Bulldogs by a score of 26-17. So Waverly trails, and they have the basketball to start the fourth and final quarter. So Waverly needs some offensive surge here. And there's a three that's no good by Chloe Meehan. And the rebound comes down to Opie. There with it is Ava Clark. And in the forecourt we come. Waverly Scott not having a lot of success from beyond the arc.
0 of 6 here in the second half, and they are just 1 of 11 from the field in the second half.
That will not get it done.
No, that's, you know, even with some of the mistakes that Olpe's had, turning the ball over 5 times in the second half, that's one of the reasons why Waverly's not been able to cut into this lead.
There in the corner is Ava Clark having some problems and a steal by Waverly, and there with it is Chloe Meehan. She kind of pushes her way out between a couple of Lady Eagles. He'll bring it forecourt and set up the offense. A pass intended for Morgan Vogts. She loses it. And then a travel call on Opie turns it back over to Waverly after Waverly turns it over. So some physical action right there in front of Waverly head coach Ty Piper. Inbounds to Morgan Vogts. Morgan, a 5'7 freshman. Right wing pass to Serenity Lockwood. There's Bonnie Romig inside, banks it up and in. Good position inside there by Bonnie Romig, now with 6, 26-19, a 7-point lead. As Opie dribbles into a double team, dangerous there in front of the Eagles bench, but Waverly with a reach-in foul. And that personal is called on number 14. That is Morgan Vogts. That is her first. Team six now here in the third quarter.
Clark looks like she may have taken a shot on the lip there, in the mouth.
Looks like she did. Opie inbounding, leading 26-19. Set up the offense. That's Addie Sheevy. Bounce pass on the right wing is stolen away. The steal by Chloe Meehan drives in left hand, no good. Follow inside is no good again. That follow is by Emery Miller. Couldn't get it to go. As Josie Roaming had a shot at it, Chuck, just couldn't get the follow to go. And Opie comes away with the rebound. So two looks by Waverly.
Point blank.
Could not finish. So will be McKenna Broyles inbounding in front of the scorer's table. For Opie, leading 26-19. Gracie Sheevy hands it off to Ava Clark. High right post to Broyles. And a travel call on Opie turns it back over to the Bulldogs.
Opie's keeping this door open, yeah, though. I mean, 26-19. It's been ugly here both sides early in this fourth quarter, but Waverly's been the team that's had a bucket and has been able to close the gap.
Left wing corner, there is a three that's no good by Addison Miller. Had a look. She was wide open, but can't get it to go. And I think we have a timeout called by head coach Ron Slaymaker of Opie. Wants to have a chat with his team. It's a 30-second timeout. Our timeout's brought to you during the tournament by McDonald's, 1202 West 6th. Deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now in the app with the mobile order and pay and pick it up in the store. McDonald's at 1202 West 12th. And our tournament coverage also brought to you by Eagle Creek Quarry, opening to the public in early February. Visit their new location just 3 miles south of Hartford for all of your crushed limestone needs. Eagle Creek Quarry, and by Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small businesses plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840. Michelle's Tax Service in Burlingame. A lot of great sponsors helping us out here. Lyon County League Tournament Basketball. Opie leads Waverly 26-19, 5:53 left in the contest. Opie with that lead and the basketball. Ava Clark. And there is bodies on the floor. And we have an offensive foul that is called on Opie's Ava Clark, and that is her fourth. Team sixth on Opie. As number 14, Morgan Votes, will check into the Bulldog lineup. Waverly looking to drive inside. Almost lost it. Top of the key, and there is a three that is up, and it is good by Chloe Meehan. Her first points. It's a big-time three of Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3, 26-22. Opie's lead is down to four. The Eagles with it with 5:20 left to go. And a reach-in foul on Waverly at the other end, and we're going to be shooting some free throws.
Tell you what, McKenna Broyles, I think, got away with the travel there at the top of the key. Looked like she did the little walk before you dribble move and then walked right into the contact and got billed out with the foul.
Chloe Meehan picks up the personal for Waverly, her third, team seventh. So it will be McKenna Broyles at the free throw line, shooting 1-1 for Opie. Left-handed free throws on the way. It's up, and it is good. Broyles with 8 points, 27-22. Opie's leads at five. Yeah, looked like Waverly just about in the lane too quickly there, but it didn't faze McKenna Broyles. She knocks down that free throw. Second one is on the way. It's up and perfect. Broyles with 9 points. Grace Coughlin checks back into the Opie lineup, replacing McKenna Broyles. 5:18 left to go. It's a six-point contest, 28-22. Opie with the lead. Waverly trying to claw back in. They've got the basketball. They're coming off a three-pointer last time down the floor. Emery Miller on the left wing. A three-pointer off glass is no good by Votes. Rebounded by Robert for Opie. She's in the front court, sets it up to Addie Sheevy. Man-to-man aggressive defense by Waverly. Inside feed goes to Coughlin, and she's called for the walk. Yeah, the entry pass was good. The feed inside was good, but steps by Coughlin gives it back to Waverly, and another opportunity for the Bulldogs.
10th turnover of the half, 5th of this quarter, 18th overall in the ball game for Opie.
Waverly has it inside, puts the ball on the floor. Fortunately for the Bulldogs, last touch by Opie. So Waverly still in possession. They'll inbound baseline again. They trail by just six. Looking for some help, and there's the inbound pass that is picked off by Gracie Sheevy. Here comes Opie. Robert with it up, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Yeah, on the foul for the Waverly Bulldogs.
Be Meehan, I believe.
It will be on Chloe Meehan, which will mean it is her third, team's eighth. So Katie Robert, 5'5 sophomore, will be at the line shooting 1-1.
The big board has that as number four, Mr. Thomas. Might make note of that. That could come into play a little bit. We still have 4:35 to go, and we clearly have had a lot of fouls called here in this fourth quarter.
Serenity Lockwood is into the Waverly lineup. Second free throw by Robert is good. 30-22.
And she hits both of them.
Yes. Big free throws there by Katie Robert now with 2 points. 30-22. Opie's lead is 8. 15-footer is no good by Josie Romig. And the rebound inside pulled down by the Eagles' Jenna Smith. Hands it off to Gracie Sheevy. On the right wing to Addie Sheevy. Right in front of the Opie bench. 4:10 left to go. And a timeout is going to be called by Opie head coach Ron Slaymaker. That will be a full timeout. And we'll take one to Opie 30, Waverly 22. You're listening to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Thinking concrete? Then think Miller Concrete Construction. Miller provides complete concrete construction services, including paving, resurfacing, and foundation repairs. We're insured, licensed, and bonded. From foundations, basements, and concrete stamping, ice foundations, driveways, excavations, and all flat work needs, the professionals at Miller can tackle any job on time and on budget. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. Miller Concrete Construction.
As the weather changes, so does your tire pressure. Let the crew at Kansas Land Tire and Service give your vehicle a free 21-point inspection so you aren't stranded along the road. From oil changes to tune-ups and preventative maintenance service to tires, Kansas Land will keep you going to the ball game or other special events. Stop by or give them a call for an appointment. Kansas Land Tire and Service, 6th and Prairie, 620-343-8473.
When it's cold.
And welcome back to White Auditorium, 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament Basketball. And it is a 30-22 Opie lead with 4:10 left. Opie over Waverly. And Opie with a basketball. Robert drives inside but takes a hop, and that's a walk. And she got caught off her feet, off balance. So turns it over to the Waverly Bulldogs.
Ron and I were discussing this in the timeout break. Opie hasn't hit and or attempted a field goal in the fourth quarter. They've either turned the ball over or been fouled and shot free throws. That's all they've had in for their points in this
quarter. Yeah, 4 points in the quarter. There's a shot inside by Roaming. No good. Rebounded by Opie, and here comes Robert with it. 3:42 left to go. Katie Robert on the right wing goes to Addie Sheevy. She is cut off and being harassed, gets it to Robert. She'll try to drive and gets her pocket picked, and here comes Waverly. Emery Miller with it. She is caught from behind. Wisely pulls it back out. They'll set up the offense. On the left wing, Serenity Lockwood. Top of the key goes to Josie Romig. Out to Miller, way on the right wing. Out front to Lockwood. Gets it back to Josie Romig. Miller, three, right side, short off the lip of the rim. Rebound, long rebound to Opie. And then a turnover. Romig with it inside, no good. That's Bonnie Romig. Can't get the shot to go. She had a good look from about 3 feet. Quickly, forecourt Opie, and there's a foul inside. We'll be shooting some more free throws. As McKenna Broyles had position inside, personal foul will be called on Waverly's number. Did call that on 23?
No, 24. I think they said 24 Lockwood on the foul.
That's her third, and that will be team number 9. As now Addie Sheevy comes out of the Opie lineup, replaced by Grace Coughlin, and it will be McKenna Broyles at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. She made her last two, and that one is up and in. Broyles now in double figures with 10, and it's a 9-point Opie lead with 2:53 left to go. Broyles sets for free throw number 2, the southpaw. Sends it on its way, and it is good. Broyles with 11. 32-22. Opie with the lead. 2:50 left to go in the contest. Josie Romig. Out on the right side, a three-pointer is no good by Morgan Votes. Rebounded by Opie, and then a turnover by Opie. 2-on-1. Here we go. Five-footer is no good by Votes. Rebounded by Robert for Opie. And here comes the Lady Eagles. And there's a foul. And it's going to be a push called on Josie Romig. That is her third. And that is team 10 now on Waverly. And it's the double bonus time for Opie. And Katie Robert will be shooting too. It has been a free throw fourth quarter for Opie. That is it. As Scott mentioned, they haven't attempted a field goal here in the fourth quarter.
Nope.
Katie Robert with three. That free throw is good. 33-22. The lead now 11. Free throw number two for Robert is up, and it is good. Robert with 4 points, and it's a 34-22 Opie lead. Quickly forecourt comes Waverly. Chloe Meehan hands the basketball off to Josie Romig. She almost loses it, but Morgan Vogt is there to pick it up. Left wing Vogt shot is no good. Rebounded by Jenna Smith. Hands it off to Ava Clark, and here come the Lady Eagles being harassed by the Bulldogs. Inside shot is no good by McKenna Broyles, but she'll be back to the free throw line to shoot two. Fouled inside, and the personal is going to be called on Bonnie Romig. That is her fourth. So once again, McKenna Broyles at the free throw line. She was just there and canned a pair. Free throw is up and good. Broyles with a dozen, the only player in double figures, individual scoring wise. Second one on the way, and it too is good. 13 points by Broyles, and Opie has opened up a 14-point lead with 2:07 left to go. Waverly is going to have to step on the gas here and quickly, and a long three-pointer is no good by Josie Romig. Free throw, the rebound to Opie, and then a quick foul into the other end we go. As the Bulldog personal is going to be called on number 14, Morgan Vogt. That is her second. And once again, it will be McKenna Broyles at the free throw line for Opie. She has spent a better part of the fourth quarter at the line, and she spent a better part of the fourth quarter making free throws. Now with 14 points. And that one is no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. 37-22, Opie, 1:53 left to go. Three-pointer on the way is long. Shot is no good by Morgan Votes. And there's Grace Coughlin with the rebound. Hands it off to Katie Robert. And the Eagles now in no hurry. And I believe Coach Slay is going to call a full timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th. Feed the family with bundle meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 nuggets. That's McDonald's at 1202 West 6th. Let's take a quick break and be back with more fourth quarter action. Opie 37, Waverly 22. You're listening to Lyon County League Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
When it's cold outside, nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the cold, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories, and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
And welcome back to White Auditorium. Opie looks to have things firmly in hand here, leading 37-22 with 1:36 left to go, and the Eagles have the basketball. Katie Robert gets the inbound pass, crossover dribble, goes to the free throw line, drives inside, lays it up, no good. No foul called, and Waverly has the basketball momentarily, but they lose it. Opie has it, and then they fall out of bounds, and it goes back to Waverly.
First field goal attempt of the fourth quarter for Opie, Ron.
1:24 left in the quarter.
I tell you what, so Opie, that last missed free throw by Opie, that was after 11 consecutive makes. And there's a miss on a jumper there by Waverly and a rebound by Opie.
Emery Miller couldn't get the three to go. The Eagles have it. 1:10 left to go. 37-22 is our score. As out front is Ava Clark. And a little spin move there. Bounce pass it to Jenna Smith. Drives in, lays it up and in. Count the bucket. She'll go to the line.
Prior to Olpe going on to that run of hitting 11 free throws in a row, the two teams had not combined to hit but nine free throws combined.
Exactly. Personals on Bonnie Romig for Waverly, and that is her fifth. As Zoe McNabb will come into the Waverly lineup to replace her. Going to the line will be Jenna Smith. Now with 8 points after that bucket, she'll try to do the traditional and one here. Three-point play. The free throw is no good. Rebound follow is up and in. Kinsey Curzon gets the follow to go. That's her first two, the sophomore. As Coach Slay getting some playing time out there for some youngsters. There is a long three that is no good by Morgan Votes. It goes out of bounds, and Opie will have the basketball. Now we'll get some more Eagles into the game. Grace Markowitz will check in, along with Hannah Cole, who's in the contest. Who else do we have? Aubryn Garrett, also checking in for Opie. 32 seconds left. There's Hannah Cole. Gets it to Garrett. On the baseline, top of the key to Grace Markowitz. Hands it back off to Garrett. Right wing, 18-footer is up. And in, Grace Markowitz. 2 points, she's in the books. 43-22, Olpe with 8 seconds left. That is a thrill as the Olpe bench erupts after Grace hits the two. And at the buzzer, shot is no good. And that's the final. The score of the Olpe Lady Eagles, 43. The Waverly Bulldogs, 22. So the Olpe Lady Eagles will go to the championship semifinals on Friday, and the Waverly Bulldogs will be playing Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. So again, 43-22 is our final. We'll be back to recap and give you some final statistics here, Lyon County Lake Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.